Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim right now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook Pre-match.
There's two very good teams. Arsenal are an excellent side who've, again, like you say, started the season very well as well. Can score goals, get some top players. And we arrive in the game really confident, high in belief, and off the back of an outstanding performance.
First against second in the Premier League, and the winner takes top spot this evening. Both Arsenal and Liverpool are currently considered worthy title challengers for the football that they are playing. Some perhaps pointing the finger to say that they've not faced the bigger sides as of yet. So that stands this one out tonight as a huge fixture. Arsenal have finished on average 15 points off the title winners in each of the last five seasons. Liverpool 23 points off the pace, and we're underway at the Emirates. Liverpool in the white tops and black shorts, Arsenal red tops, white shorts, and the reds of Liverpool kicking from right to left, even though they're in white. Nigel,
yeah, I was going to say, you confused me there.
Oh dear.
But this is a great setup. It's a fantastic stadium for all the supporters who have been here. And if you're a player, you want to play in these big games, and that's what both sets of these players want to do today. But really, you want to put down a marker and say, yeah, if you're Liverpool today, we can compete with the best. We can cope technically and tactically with anybody else. And with Skirt on the ball now, it's a long ball forward looking for Sturridge.
It drives it over the halfway line. It's dealt with by the Arsenal defence. Now the question was, would John Flanagan just fill in on that spot on the right-hand side? Right wing back, of course, Glenn Johnson-Hill. He's doing that, is Flanagan. He's in there on the right-hand side. So that's the straight change, the one change from the win over West Brom last week. Did you think it was going to be that way? Just stick with the same formation?
Absolutely. As I said, you were talking about Daniel Agger coming in, but if you're a manager and your team's playing well and everybody knows their job, you don't want to make too many changes. And just bringing Flanny in as a straight swap for Glenn Johnson in that right wing-back position, it doesn't upset anybody else. And we know he can defend. It'll be interesting to see when he gets forward with a bit of time and space, if he can handle putting decent balls into the front men or putting crosses into the back stick.
The game.
Rosicky on the right wing. Lots of Arsenal players intermingled with the white shirts of Liverpool on the edge of the box. Arsenal breaking through. Rosicky drives it across the Liverpool penalty area, and Simon Mignolet got fingertips to it to push it out for a corner. I'm not entirely convinced it was going in anyway. We were on the exact line of that shot, but Mignolet felt safer to touch the ball.
He had to touch the ball. It wasn't on target, but he couldn't get his angles off that. And really, Rosicky, if he cut it back, Giroud was coming in penalty spot, would have had a good chance. But this is the corner from the left-hand side, in swinging from Cazorla or Arteta.
Cazorla who's got it. Left side, chipped it to the edge of the six-yard box. Bodies in there. Skirtle manages to clear it away. One of the Arsenal players went down. I think it was Per Mertesacker. Liverpool cleared over the halfway line. A first touch for Sturridge, but the referee's blown up. Just that last 2 minutes for Arsenal that seemed to ignite. It was like bonfire night. They all flooded forward.
Well, it's all when Sacco got caught in possession, and then suddenly Sturridge really should have done better to hold the play up, gave it away, and that gave the impetus to Arsenal to really go at Liverpool.
Liverpool chasing to try and win it back. Skirtle slides underneath Olivier Giroud, and it's a throw-in for Arsenal midway inside the Liverpool half. Rosicky puts it back into play. Sanya then sends it square into midfield for Cazorla. Cazorla, oh, pressured off the ball by Henderson. Lovely work by the youngster. Driving forward into a huge chasm that's opening up for Henderson. He's in the box and takes the shot, but he's got no power on it and completely miscues that left-footed effort in the end. Well, everyone in the Arsenal defend not only backed off, but widened out to open up the space for Henderson to get into the penalty area.
Well, he was running on it, but Sanya caught up with him, got a little touch on the ball, and then it fell on Henderson's left-hand side, which isn't his strongest. He wanted it on his right-hand side, but that little touch by Sanya took it out of his feet, and he hit it with his left foot and scuffed it, really. It was like a pass back, but great run. But really, if he could have got his head up and cut across to his right-hand side, Sanya wouldn't have got back on him.
Liverpool coming again. A foul committed, and the Reds of Liverpool win a free kick over on the right-hand side. Suarez tried to skip off his man.
Well, it's great play because the ball's coming in, and what he does, he holds off Koscielny and lets it run across him. And as he does that, it forces Koscielny to stick his leg out. It's a definite free kick, really good position. But the grumpy Gunners supporters are already on it, the referee. And the referee actually has let the game flow really well. We've had a few tackles in this game, which is nice to see. But that was definitely a free kick.
0-0, Steven Gerrard with perhaps Liverpool's first really good opportunity. He's wide on the right-hand side. He'll place the ball down 30 yards out. Here he goes, free kick, far post, and it's touched by the keeper and moved away from the goal mouth by Wozzeck Chesney. He got some real flight on that ball, did Steven Gerrard, and a quick movement by the Arsenal keeper. Well, it wasn't going in the goal.
No, it was on the six-yard line, but it's very, very windy, very gusty. We can see it, we can feel it when we're coming in, but you can see it on the players' shirts. But it's gone out for a corner, left-hand side.
Suarez on it. So Liverpool form their bodies inside the Arsenal penalty area. Suarez taking his time, asking for someone short, but he won't play it short. Drills one in. Bakayoko across the face of the penalty area. Cleared off the line by one of the Arsenal bodies. And then somehow shifted away on that far side by Laurent Koscielny and out for a Liverpool throw.
Yeah, I don't know if they've worked on that in the training ground, but Suarez put it in with pace, but very low. And it was just flicked on at the near post with the outside of the right foot. And went to the back post, but it's gone out for a throw-in to Liverpool, right-hand side.
Throw taken. Liverpool still with it. Docking and diving is Suarez trying to get to the dead ball line near the corner flag on the right. Two double up on him, and then the clearance away by Cazorla hits Flanagan, and out it bobbles for a throw-in to Arsenal at the left-back position.
Have you got a bit of spice in this game? It's nice to see. There's a few tackles, you know, people moaning about things. The crowd are getting lifted now. This is starting to liven up.
It's Arteta. Moves the ball over the halfway line. Finds a lovely weighted ball down the right line for Sanya. He crosses in behind the defence. Cazorla with a header. It's off the inside post. And it's finished second time by Cazorla. Goes down on his knees. Well, Cazorla hit the post with his header. And the ball back out to him, and he finished it off to the 28-year-old Spaniard. A big moment for Arsenal, first goal of the game, and they've broken through thanks to the ingenuity of that little man. Arsenal 1, Liverpool 0.
And you said he hadn't scored for a long time. I knew that was going to happen, but Cazorla actually reacts extremely well because the header hits the post. Mignolet goes for it, can't get up in time. He follows it in and smashes it in the back of the net before Skirtle can get across. But on this left-hand side, in leading up to the goal, Sarko left his central position, went out towards the ball. Sissoko got done in behind down this right-hand side, and then when the ball went in, it was only Touré and Skirtle to defend it, and that's why Cazorla made the run in late and got his reward.
Kieran Gibbs fires one down the left line. Skirtle goes over the top of Olivier Giroud, and Giroud complains to the referee that Skirtle was a bit too heavy-handed. We're back up and running again. Here's it's a lovely interplay. 1-2's all around the box, and Giroud misses it at the end of the day. That was all about Mesut Özil. As Arsenal come back again, Cazorla with another long-range strike and a jump to his right-hand side from Simon Mignolet. He caught that one in the air, a little bit acrobatically, perhaps didn't need that much of a dive to it. But what preceded that was some exceptional 1-2 play involving Mesut Özil.
Yep, and it was Steven Gerrard who got caught in possession on the edge of the box. This game's really livening up. Both teams closing each other down very quickly. You're not getting time and space. You've got to play with your head up. And that's what Arsenal are doing at the moment. They're really pushing Liverpool back.
Özil on to Ramsey. And the ball comes back to Mikel Arteta. Rosicky's now in use. Out on the right-hand side. He dashes towards the right edge of the Liverpool box. You see, Liverpool look like they're squeezed back now, and Arsenal are just passing it at free will at the moment.
Well, what's happened now, because of the goal, Liverpool are getting deeper, and also they're basically in line with the back five, where before they were really taking the game to Arsenal, and it was a back three, the two wing-backs were pushed on. But Arsenal are having good possession now, and Liverpool working extremely hard, as Suarez did there to nick it.
Now Suarez latches onto this ball, halfway line. He's trying to make a difference. That's behind him. He's brought down by Sanya. Referee says play the free kick quickly. He does to Suarez, to Sturridge. Sturridge puts it across the goal mouth. It's tapped in by Henderson, but the referee has pulled play back.
Look, Mr. Atkinson, it's a right decision. He's actually pulled it back for a foul, which it was, but Suarez reacts so quickly, puts it down, plays it. He's got to let that go, the referee, because that's a disadvantage now to Liverpool from an advantage. He can always book Sanya afterwards. And I think he's got this completely wrong, and Liverpool would be back on level terms. So I know I'm biased, but I think the referee has done the right thing and then done the wrong thing.
Yeah, why should you give the advantage to Arsenal when your players pulled down, when they're in the ascendancy? It's totally wrong.
Well, that's the problem. Then if you're going to send him off, then send him off. But he's not last man. It's only a yellow card. But when he's reacted so quickly, he's got to let that go. And then he can bring Sanya back and give him a yellow card afterwards. That's just poor refereeing. And I was praising him up to this point.
Steven Gerrard with a free kick for Liverpool.
This will be a big debate afterwards about that.
Well, that's a contentious moment. I think you've got to give the team the advantage. Gerrard flips it in. Header downwards, saved on the line by Chesney. And it's gone high and over the top of the goal mouth. And the keeper definitely got a big touch, but the flag has gone up on the far side. It's offside. As Steven Gerrard's free kick, the replays show at least two have broken the line quickly.
Yeah, but it was a good ball in. But going back to that there, I think you have to say that you're giving Arsenal the advantage rather than the attacking team who's been persecuted against. So Suarez actually put his hand on the ball and played it with his foot. There's nothing wrong with that. The referee should have let it go, and then Liverpool would have been back on level terms.
Ozil to Ramsey. Ramsey to help the pass, and a lovely shot and a great one-handed save by Simon Mignolet. Well, involved in that was at least three or four Arsenal players. Out it comes this right side. Sanya challenges with Sissoko. He's gone past him with Sissoko. Did he push him over from behind? Linesman on the near side's given a free kick. He'd have to have a yellow card if that was the case. Sissoko seemed to be strenuously denying the accusation, but the replays and the initial look at it looked a foul to me.
It's right in front of the assistant on this side as well. It was a free kick. He should have just got on with it, because he gets himself a yellow card, and then you see what's happened the other end with Sanya getting a yellow card. That was 20 times as bad, that tackle.
Mertesacker's come up for this free kick. It's from the right-hand side of Liverpool's penalty area. Mesut Ozil takes it, left-footed, chips one in, up goes Mignolet, punches down, he wasn't convinced to catch it.
Nope.
And out it comes to Arteta, who heads back into the area. Mertesacker with a backwards header, didn't latch onto it. Giroud, and away by Liverpool and Lucas, but not a convincing clearance away, and Arteta first to find possession. Gives to Ozil. Arsenal who lead this game by a goal to nil, a goal from Santi Cazorla. And here they come, flooding forward with Ozil again. Takes a rebound to Ramsey. Ramsey tries to poke it through, but Lucas in the way, and back it comes out. And every one of those balls that comes out ends up with Arteta and ends up starting going forward again.
Yeah, because the problem is that, as I said, Liverpool were getting in a line of five, so you're then outnumbered in the middle of the park. So, you know, that's just the way Arsenal are, pushing Liverpool back. Liverpool have got to be a little bit braver at times and hold a higher line, and then they can get in touch with their midfield players. Suarez is trying to drop back into the hole, but Sturridge and him have got interchange with that, and maybe, when Liverpool are under pressure, sit on Arteta.
Here's Olivier Giroud coming forward, gives it to Cazorla, takes it onto his left foot, tries the shot. I think that was always going wide, but given the fact that Cazorla's goal came from something that hit the post and bounced out, I think Simon Mignolet was just a little bit nervy.
Yeah, because he didn't hit it properly, and it was bouncing, and he just cut it on his left foot. It just bounced wide of his left-hand post. But I have to say, that just shows you Arsenal, again, can really counter-attack as well as keep possession football. At times, they are direct.
Goal kick for Chesney. A black plastic bag blows by him as he hits that right-footed upfield, only into the chest of Mamadou Sarko, helped by Sissoko with a forward ball. Per Mertesacker gets a header away. It drops for Jordan Henderson. And Liverpool try and find some space, and they've got it over on the right-hand side, but it won't mean much now as the half-time whistle blows, and the goal that is the difference is Santi Cazorla's, a header which hit the post. He came back to wrap home, and Liverpool paid the price for just some momentarily sloppy defending.
Yeah, especially in the wing-back position here on the left-hand side, and Sarko going towards the ball when he should have dropped off, got caught out of position, and then you have to say Cazorla makes the run in unmarked, and gets his header in, hits the post, and then he follows in before Skirtle can react and Mignolet can get off the ground. So good goal from Arsenal's point of view, but the controversy would be at the other end, where Liverpool really should have had an equaliser, where the referee, you know, brought it back for a free kick where he booked Sanya, but really should have let the goal stand because Suarez put his hand on the ball, played it, and then Sturridge scores at the back post. So I think the referee will be given a bit of criticism for that one.
It seems to me that we should see that more often in games, or that probably in your career you must have seen that loads of times. People take a quick free kick and they convert with it.
Yes, but there's nothing wrong with it. What do you want to do? Suarez gets fouled. He doesn't roll around on the floor. What he does, he actually reacts really quickly, puts his hand on the ball, plays it. Liverpool on the counter-attack. Now, that should be an advantage to Liverpool, because they've been fouled against in the first place. The referee can always come back and book Sanya for that incident. And when everybody at home sees that on the television later, Liverpool supporters, and I'm sure football supporters, or not Arsenal supporters, of course, will say that goal should have stood.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Want something good up front? Call 236-1222 to start your personal injury claim.
Plenty of debate at half-time as to why Liverpool perhaps haven't ignited in the way that we would expect for a fixture like this. Ali Sissoko has been taken off at a half-time, Philip Coutinho brought on, and a rearrangement of Liverpool's lineup now, which I'll let Nigel Spatman explain for you.
Well, I think Liverpool go to a back four with Flanagan, Toure, Skrtel and Sacco across the back. I think Henderson to start on the right-hand side with Gerrard and Lucas, and Coutinho be on that left-hand side, drifting inside to feed off of Sturridge and Suarez. So a change of system, and I think Brendan Rodgers had to do that if he wants to go and try and get something out of this game.
I think Ali Sissoko struggled in the first half. His pace is definitely something of an issue. Suarez let the ball run and deceived and went past Koscielny. Lovely awareness from Suarez. He tries to toe-poke it across the penalty area. Didn't get the connection he needed. Everyone stopped as though he was offside. Suarez was the only one who knew that he just pulled off an unbelievable piece of skill.
Well, all he did was just let the ball come into him. He just let it run through his legs, basically. Everybody stopped. They thought Szczesny was going to get there. He couldn't get there because it was right on the angle. And looks like Suarez has actually hurt himself, where he's had to stretch for that to try and get there before the keeper and put it in the net. And he got it all wrong, but he's limping back into play.
There's Steven Gerrard with a ball to his back line, and then Skrtel plays it out wide to the left-hand side. Coutinho puts it on behind the defence. Behind Mertesacker goes Suarez. He's put it across the penalty area. One touch for Henderson, and the second is a blasted shot over the top of the crossbar. And that was a matter of what if. Should Henderson have really pounced on that quicker and gone for goal?
Great movement from Suarez. He looks up first time. It's over the top of the two centre-halves and Sturridge. And Henderson comes round the back. He takes his first touch away from goal, hits it. But it's on the rise and it goes well over the top. Really should have got that on target, Jordan Henderson. But that's a great start, as you were touching on, for Liverpool in the second half with the change of system and with Coutinho on.
That first touch didn't help Jordan there, did it? But it was almost too high to volley at the same time.
He couldn't hit it first time because he was right under the ball. But really, it's about his touch there.
Sturridge on the halfway line. He just tries to physically barge through Gibbs and it doesn't work. Won by Arsenal. Chipped forward by Cazorla. Touchdown by Mesut Ozil. And Liverpool win it back inside their own half, and they seem to be doing that a little bit better, although they've given a sloppy ball away through Toure, and then Giroud latched onto it, and he's shot wide into the side netting. Suicide ball by Liverpool and Toure, and really Giroud should have made it 2-0 to Arsenal, but he's gone for possibly the hardest part of the net to find. He taken the first touch, he tried to chip Mignolet on his left-hand side, maybe he should have shot low, other end of the field. That the Reds are attacking and Gibbs left-footed clears away.
I have to say that's a real let-off for Liverpool then. Toure under hit the pass to Skrtel.
Here come Arsenal through the centre again. It's Rosicky out wide to the right. Into the feet of Ozil. Ozil into the penalty area. Lays it off to Ramsey, who tries something flamboyant. It didn't work. And Liverpool through Gerrard and then Henderson managed to peel away to the halfway.
Yes, Liverpool on the counter now. But you have to say, coming back to that chance for Giroud, so it's a poor pass from Toure. It's a square ball, not enough pace on it. Skrtel can't do anything. If he brings Giroud down, he's off. Giroud goes past him. And instead of smashing it, which he should have done, he tried to be clever and dink it over the goalkeeper, got it horribly wrong. That could come back to haunt Arsenal with a little bit of luck.
Yeah, hopefully. Suarez brings the ball into the Arsenal half. Gives to Henderson, short passes, Coutinho now on it, through the legs of Arteta, but cleared by Mertesacker to the halfway line. The jump by Giroud and Toure, but bustling through came Rosicky. Rosicky's won it, and now he's going on a mazy run. He's got help, but he's paid it through to Cazorla. Cazorla to Giroud. Giroud tries to toe-poke it, and it's saved low, right at his body. The body of Simon Mignolet just spread himself down on the floor. And Giroud didn't get enough power or really find the right place of the net to shoot.
Yeah, but the momentum's with Arsenal again now. The crowd are up for it. Liverpool got to get hold of the ball. They're getting deeper and deeper. Giroud couldn't get enough pace on that shot.
Free kick, halfway line. Arsenal have it. Arteta takes it down the right-hand side. Picked out by the chest of Giroud. Underneath him comes Skrtel to push it away, but Ozil picked that ball straight back up for the Gunners. He plays it to Ramsey. Edge of the area, Ramsey! What a magnificent season Aaron Ramsey is having. He brought that ball under control with one touch and he punished it into the top left-hand corner of the Liverpool net. He scored a variety of fantastic strikes this season, and unfortunately for Liverpool today, they've been on the end of another one. That was Aaron Ramsey, right at the top level of his game, receives the ball in on the edge of the area, one touch, and the second one is the top corner of the net.
I have to say, it's a great touch, but all the Liverpool defenders go back towards the goal, don't go in and close him down to put him under pressure. It sits beautifully for him, he hits it, and because he's hitting it as it's just slightly coming down, he gets the dip on it over the top of Mignolet into the far corner. But Torre should have got tighter, Sacco should have got tighter, and the ball ends up in the back of the net. 2-0 Arsenal.
Well, he's now scored 11 goals in his last 18 Arsenal appearances, and he's a player on fire. You mentioned him at the start of the game. Some players, once they're given the confidence, simply cannot stop, and Aaron Ramsey's one of them.
Yeah, but let's not forget also that he's playing in a centre position, where last year when he was playing in a wide position, which doesn't suit him, but I think he's been their best player and the Premier League's best player so far this season. Well, you know, with Arsenal, if you look back over the last, well, they've not won anything for 8 years, but you look over the last sort of 4-5 years in the Premier League, they've always finished very well, but that's when the pressure's off, when they're chasing the likes of Chelsea and Man United, Man City, and that's easy to do. If they're in there with a chance towards the latter stages of this season, it's going to be interesting to see how they react to that, because it's all right being there trying to catch people, you're not under so much pressure, but if you're at the top and everybody's trying to claw back on you, it's a different pressure. It'd be interesting to see how they handle that.
Do you think they've got the mentality, have they got the ability? We talked about, are these teams...
Well, on today's
contenders.
Performance, you have to say, against a good Liverpool team, they've looked a class above so far. But this is a great opportunity here. Suarez taking this free kick from the right.
Suarez watched by his manager, Brendan Rodgers. He's teed that up. Go far on. Post, the header is down and maybe off an Arsenal leg. It seemed like Mamadou Sakho got up there. Did he actually crash that ball off?
Yeah, it's a corner.
Yeah.
It's a great ball in from Suarez. The keeper couldn't get there. He's got so much pace whipping away from him. Coutinho's going to take this corner.
Liverpool, plenty of players in the box. Coutinho takes the corner, headed strongly away by Olivier Giroud. And then back come Liverpool again, ball in towards Torre. It's gone right past him. Sturridge, one touch. Oh, it's up
the post.
Far side of the post. Well, Luis Suarez tried the immediate, instinctive, first-time shot across the penalty area on the diagonal. Touched the far post and went out. And actually, it probably shouldn't have been given as a corner, but it has. And that corner has now been caught by the keeper, Chesney. I think from our angle, we could clearly see nothing touched Suarez's shot.
I think the referee thought that the keeper had just touched it around the post, but it actually hit the outside of the post and should have been a goal kick. But that corner came in and Chesney came and took it really comfortably. But it was great play. It was overhit. We're right behind it. Sturridge really sets it up from himself. And Suarez comes round and hits with the outside of his right foot, bending right round the keeper. Really unlucky not to score.
Arsenal advancing from the left-hand side, played into the penalty area for Ozil. And Ozil takes the shot near post, which is saved by Simon Mignolet. Mignolet rolls it out quickly.
Fantastic skill, though, from Ozil there. Quick feet, gets away from the defender, onto his favoured left foot, but didn't get enough power on the shot. Mignolet made a comfortable save down to his right-hand side.
Gibbs bursts over the halfway line, gives to Ozil. Ozil out to the right-hand side, Santi Cazorla with a couple of step-overs to the edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Now he's driving backwards and almost topples the referee, Martin Atkinson, over, who's having a little laugh with him about it. The ball's released out to the left wing for Kieran Gibbs. Gibbs to Ozil. And then it's short passing, almost arrogant passing. Nacho Monreal and Arsenal just stopping movement of the ball. just saying come and get it if you can. At the moment, Liverpool can't. And here's Kieran Gibbs, gets round the back of Jordan Henderson to the dead ball line, across the face of the goal mouth, and he's missed his target. His target was Giroud, and it went behind him.
Yeah, that was a real let-off for Liverpool then, because it's great play from Arsenal down this left-hand side, especially Gibbs, who's grown into a top-class player, I have to say. He'll be challenging for that England left-back spot soon.
Here's a chance. Sturridge peeling away to the left side of the area, making himself big as the keeper, Chesney, and he spread the ball away out towards the corner flag before Sanya clears it. Arsenal nearly on the attack, but stopped by Martin Skrtel. He's placed it back down the line for Philip Coutinho. Coutinho on the ball with help from Moses. Gives to Moses, he turns onto his left-hand side, and the ball then breaks out to Mamadou Sarko. Sarko just blasted it across the edge of the penalty area. Moses heads it on, Gerrard helps it, Coutinho in there. Players have gone down on the dead ball line, and it looks like it's a corner kick won by Philip Coutinho's determination.
Yeah, it was a bit messy on the edge of the box, headers and everything. And then Coutinho suddenly made the run in behind, and Chesney did extremely well off his line, spread himself extremely well, and it's led to the corner, which Coutinho would take in swinging from that left-hand side.
Just in front of the Liverpool fans, some hold some scarves up as he takes the corner from the left, but diverted out by Santi Cazorla's header. Jordan Henderson down the right-hand side, places the ball in, caught by Chesney. Another overly dramatic save, it looked like to me.
Absolutely, it was the right height for him. He just plucked it out of the air, really. But he actually came off his line there. If Jordan Henderson had looked up, he would have smashed it in the near post. It would have probably ended up in the back of the net, a la Peter Beardsley when he did that for England, when the goalkeeper thought he was going to cross it and smashed it in the near post. Easy from here.
Ozil, into the middle, Aaron Ramsey. And Ramsey plays it back to Per Mertesacker. Home fans are already celebrating. Many are leaving, but many have just stood up with the arms out wide.
Did you just missed that, but came back to Chesney, tried to play it out to Mertesacker at right back position. Sturridge chased it down. It hit Sturridge and went straight back into the arms of the goalkeeper.
Here come Liverpool, not offside. Suarez one-on-one with the keeper. He's missed it, and that just sums up the day for Liverpool. Any other occasion, Luis Suarez would bury an opportunity. Sturridge, afterwards, is saying to his strike partner, look at me, I was free. You could have just rolled it across. Suarez went to place it in the far corner, and he doesn't often miss, but he has there.
Well, I think he had one thing in his mind, is to look at the goals and go for goal. If he'd got his head up a little bit, maybe he could have got it through Sturridge, but I don't think it was quite as simple as Sturridge standing there with his arms outstretched for Suarez to get it across to him. But I think a man of his class probably would have found him if he'd got his head up better.
Here's Ramsey trying to spirit up a third for Arsenal. Out to the right-hand side, Jenkinson tries to cross and wins the corner for Arsenal. Right-hand side of Simon Mignolet's goal mouth. So a last test of the Liverpool keeper, you would have thought. He's not taking, heading out there too quickly to get the ball, is Carl Jenkinson.
He might get another yellow card if he's that slow.
Nigel Spackman, our summariser today. Full-time, Liverpool, first away defeat of the season. And it was convincing in terms of Arsenal's dominance in this game. Arsenal beating Liverpool by 2-0. It was billed as a game that would sort of put on the map whether either of these teams could become title contenders. Liverpool will not want to reflect too much on this performance today. It's Arsenal who finished tonight top of the league table. Liverpool looked flat in some areas. Sturridge and Suarez never quite probed and menaced as they have done in other games in front of goal. And it's 3 points that stay here at the Emirates. Arsenal 2, Liverpool 0. Well, we have got the matter of a most ranged man of the match, so you do have to choose one, Nigel. So have a look through that Liverpool side. Was there anyone for you who maybe stood out amongst the rest from tonight's performance?
It's a really difficult one because Liverpool didn't have enough possession in this game to anybody to really stand out for me. But you know that what you're going to get from Suarez, he worked extremely hard. I just think for me, really, that Jordan Henderson, who got moved around a little bit, he did a good job wherever he went. I think he'd probably be the man of the match in the Liverpool shirt for me today. Although, unfortunately, 2-0 loss doesn't look good for anyone today.
Jordan Henderson, the most range man of the match. What does this say about Liverpool's title ambitions? Where does it place them? Or I know it's too much to get carried away with thinking at this stage Liverpool are title contenders, but the league would say that they've done enough points for people to recognise them as being in the running. What does today's performance or results say?
No, well, I'm sorry. I like Liverpool. They're my team, but I just look and say that people do get carried away. Liverpool haven't got the strength in depth or the experience in the squad to compete for the title. The big thing for Liverpool is trying to get in the top four and be in the Champions League. And they've still got a great chance of getting in the top four. I think this is a wake-up call to say maybe we're not quite as good as we think we are at times, because we've just got beaten 2-0 at the Emirates against a good Arsenal team. But there's going to be big tests along the way. But Liverpool are right in there still. I still don't think they're good enough to win the league. But I think they've got a great chance this year to get back in the top four. And that's where I always see Liverpool being in the Champions League, competing for that trophy, which has a great history with the club, of course. But on the other side of winning the Premier League title, which we've never won, unfortunately, I don't see that happening this year. And I think you don't have the strength and depth to do that. The main thing is getting in the top four.
This one tonight felt like the first real challenge being put in front of Liverpool. The game against Manchester United was very early in the season, but this tonight, given how Arsenal and Liverpool have worked to date in terms of collecting points, felt like it would be the one that would tell us a lot. Did it indeed? How did Arsenal so effectively win that game?
Well, I think Arsenal are a good team. They're in good form. They've got goal scorers throughout the team. Ramsey comes up with a sensational goal once again today. Ozil is a quality player, as we all know, and he brings a bit of class to this team, and it's lifted this whole club of Arsenal. It's lifted the players, it's taken them to another level, because in training he's so good, he brings the best out of them. I think the supporters have been lifted by having a world-class player here. The manager has. So one player can make such a difference, and he's an outstanding prospect. And you see, Jack Wilshere wasn't even involved today, wasn't even on the bench, but you've got Koscielny and Mertesacker as your two centre-backs, who didn't really get tested by two of the informed strikers today. And that just shows you how dominant Arsenal were, but also how inept at times Liverpool were when they were really put up against it. And it's a learning curve for the players today for Liverpool. And they've got to go say, right, OK, why didn't we get something out of the Arsenal game? Were they just far superior to us? Or tactically, did we not get it right? Or did we not compete and put them under enough pressure? But Liverpool can learn from this, because you learn a lot from when you lose. And I'm sure that's what Brendan will be saying to his players today. But Liverpool just didn't get going today.
The three games to come up, Fulham at home, Everton away, a huge derby, and then Hull City away. Those games become the focus for Liverpool. And actually a trio of games. I know the Everton fixture in the middle is pretty hard to determine, but the other two you'd like to look at and think they could get back on track with things.
Well, if you're looking to get in the top four, those are the games you've got to go and win. Fulham are in dreadful form. I think the manager's under massive pressure. I think that's a must-win game. But then Everton, Everton are doing well at the moment, but you know what the derby's like, and you can play well and lose those games, but it's about winning the game. And then Hull, who have been the surprise package, really, because everybody thought Hull were going to be adrift at the bottom of the table with Crystal Palace, but they've done extremely well. That's a difficult game. But if you've got any aspirations of being in Europe next year, especially the Champions League, those are the games that you must go and win. And Liverpool are good enough to go and win those games. They're just not quite good enough maybe to compete with the likes of Arsenal and maybe the likes of Man City at the moment. And then you've got to say Man United, they're come back stronger. I think Chelsea have come back stronger as well. So they've just got to grind out results sometimes. But today, they were second best.
OK, let me tell you about the rest of the Premier League today. Newcastle 2, Chelsea 0, Fulham 1, Manchester United 3, Hull City 1, Sunderland 0. Two players sent off for Sunderland in Lee Catamol and Andrea De Sena. Manchester City 7, Norwich 0. And even more remarkable in that, the seven different goal scorers, including one own goal. So Dzeko, Aguero, Toure, Negredo, Nastasic, Silva, and Johnson with an own goal.
But you say that, and you breed out all those players, and that's what Liverpool are competing against, the mega bucks of Man City, with the strength in depth of their squad. It just shows you the firepower they have. Company's not even playing at the moment, I don't think, who's so important to them. And that's why Liverpool have just got to sit in there and keep working hard, and you never know what happens if Man City progress in the Champions League and the FA Cup, and in the League Cup, you just think, the door might be just open for us to sneak in there.
Stoke City 1, Southampton 1, West Brom 2, Crystal Palace 0, West Ham 0, Aston Villa 0. Tomorrow, Everton against Spurs is the exclusive Radio City Sport commentary with Graham Sharp and Alan Irwin. A point game for Tranmere Rovers away at Preston North End this afternoon. And of course, on 7 minutes, plenty of applause around Deepdale for Joe Thompson. Further down in the leagues, and if we get to the Skrill Premier, Chester 1, Aldershot 1, as well as that Macclesfield 3, Wrexham 2, Southport 1, Cambridge United 0. Thanks for your company this evening, Nigel Spatman. Just a shame that you couldn't re-emerge on the airwaves with a win with us.
That's what I was going to say. It's a pleasure to be here, but unfortunately didn't bring in Liverpool any luck today.
All the best. We'll have Spackers on air very shortly again for Radio City Sport as we continue the journey throughout Liverpool's season. It wasn't to be 3 points today, but they will finish tonight second place in the Premier League, which is comfortable nonetheless.
Oh, it's a great place to be, and that's what I say. Learn from this game, move on from it very quickly and keep in there, and you never know where you end up at the end of the season. But it's a long season ahead and Liverpool will get better, but I'm sure that a lot of the top sides will get better. Just got to hang in there and make sure when they come away to the places like this that they actually compete and maybe tactically change it around just a little bit. Post-match.
I think the Arsenal played well. I thought they had a greater control of the game than us. We started to come into the game after that opening 5-10 minutes, but then conceded it. A disappointing goal from our perspective. We didn't quite press the ball well enough, and that exposed a wee bit of space in behind. But I think overall we had chances in the game. You know, the game was never going to be over right until the whistle went at the end. As I said, their mobility and their greater control of the game was very good. And I thought second half we were better. Came into the game, young Coutinho coming on was outstanding for us. And as I said, we still create the chances. But overall, I think the best team won, and I've got no arguments.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a £2,000 cash advance when we accept your claim. Now that's something to feel good about. T's and C's apply.